We're doing Sefer Masiyot, and we had learned about the sage Hillel, his impoverished state, and how he at one time could not afford to enter the academy. So on that day, he went up to the roof to listen in on the learning, and he stuck his head in through the skylight listening. And he's there on the skylight listening, and it begins raining, and he pays no heed. It begins snowing, and he pays no heed to the snow. As he's absorbing the words of Torah of his great Rabbeim Shmayan of Talion. And that night, he couldn't get up. He was frozen. He was covered with snow. And when everyone left the academy, he was stuck there, unable to move. And the morning comes, and Shmayan of Talion come back to the Beis Medrash, and there's no light. So they try to understand why there's no light. They see the skylight's covered. Couldn't figure out why. They see there's like a body up there. They climb up. They take down Hillel. They undress him. And they make a big fire until he comes back. They weren't sure if he was alive or dead when they first started climbing to the roof. When they took him down, so he had a pulse, but he was like in some kind of a coma or something. They put him down next to the fire until he came to. And from that day onward, they told the guard at the gates of the academy, him you let in, even if he can't afford it. Now, our sages said, a person has to realize his responsibility to learn Torah regardless of what state he's in. If a person's going to come to the world to come and say, I didn't learn Torah because I was impoverished. You know how much I had to work to make 2 cents? So they'll ask him, were you more poor than Hillel? Look at him. Hillel, it says, in the world to come, is the one that's going to obligate all the poor. Because in heavens, they're going to say, no one's poorer than Hillel. And even so, he learned every day. Not only learned, he became the greatest sage. He became the Nasi. A wealthy person will say, I couldn't learn Torah. You know how much money I had? You know how many businesses I had to look over? Couldn't let it all go to waste. And they'll ask him, are you more wealthy than Rabbi Elazar ben Charsum? Rabbi Elazar ben Charsum, the Talmud tells us, his father left him whole villages that he owned. Orchards, gardens, ships. His father was a huge businessman. And Rabbi Elazar ben Charsum took on advisors, consultants, servants. And they ran his businesses and he learned Torah all day. And if a person's wealthy, they'll ask him, did you have more businesses than he had to run? And look, he learned Torah all day in spite of that. If a wicked person is going to come and say, you know what desires I had? I couldn't learn Torah. And they'll ask him, were you more beautiful than Yosef? Yosef was so good looking, if women would look at him, that they'd be overtaken by his beauty. Look at Potiphar's wife. Her husband was an important man in Egypt, and she was a good looking woman. And nonetheless, instead of things going the way they should, she was taken by his beauty, and he overcame his own desires, and he never took note, he never looked at her beauty. So whatever excuse we try to have, we have to realize that everyone has excuses, and the giants of history are those that overcame the excuses. Every person has excuses why he won't learn. And Shmayan of Talion, you see their greatness. They were the Rabbeim of Hillel. They were descendants of Sancheriv. Sancheriv was the one who exiled the Jews, the northern 10 tribes, possibly the greatest Holocaust of Jewish history. The northern 10 tribes were exiled, and either they intermarried or were killed. We don't know exactly what happened to them. Maybe they're still waiting for us over a river called Sambation. Shmayan of Talion were descendants of this Sancheriv. You guys know that Rommel's granddaughter, daughter, is here. There are a lot of descendants of Nazis who are observant Jews here in Israel. I posted an article on Rav Listman's door about one of them. It's very interesting. Chazal teaches us that there's hope for everyone. If a person only chooses to. The descendants of Sancheriv, as bad as he was, and as much harm as he inflicted on the Jewish people, his own descendants were the chief rabbis of Israel. Shmaya and Avtalion became Gerim. And Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol finished his services, and the elders accompanied him, and they met up with Shmaya and Avtalion. So all the elders left the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, and they went to accompany Shmaya and Avtalion. And the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, this is the period of the Second Temple, so they usually were not so learned, and they usually were not so pious. They usually... they bought their way into the priesthood. So he says to them, "Come in peace." And they said, "We'll come in peace, but we're going like Aaron. We will come in peace because we're behaving like Aaron. But those who are descendants of Aaron will not end up coming in peace because they don't do like Aaron." Meaning they were telling him, you know, it's very nice you have the position, we respect you for it, but at the end of the day, we're not kidding ourselves. We know that you don't live up to your position. We know it's just politics that you got that position. And that's why they gave the greater honor to Shmaya and Avtalion. No one said, "They're Gerim, so why should we honor them?" Quite the contrary. They said, "They're Talmidei Chachamim, they have Torah, so what? He's the Kohen Gadol, but he doesn't have Torah, and he's not observing the Torah." So they left the Kohen Gadol on the holiest day and went with Shmaya and Avtalion, because Shmaya and Avtalion were learned in Torah. The Mishnah says that if you're walking down the street, and you're about to hop on, let's say you're waiting for a subway, and you're about to hop on the subway, you can't afford to miss that train, it's your job, you can't afford to lose it. And you see two wallets, and you only have time to pick up one. And one of them says on it, Shimon HaKohen, and he's your next door neighbor who doesn't know any Torah. And the other one says on it, Kidor Freihofer. And you know Kidor Freihofer, he's a mamzer. His father and mother or brother and sister that married, or who knows what. He's a mamzer. He's a Jew that's illegitimate to marry into the Jewish people, but he's a learned Jew. He learns Torah. So one's a Kohen, supposedly a bigger Jew. Another one's a mamzer. But the one who's a mamzer learns Torah, and the Kohen doesn't learn Torah. So the halacha says, if you only have time to grab one wallet to return to its owner, grab the mamzer's wallet. He's a bastard. Halachically, he can't marry your daughter. Yeah, that's not his fault. What can he do? It's his parents' fault. But he's still Talmud Chacham. He learned Torah, so the halacha says he deserves honor first. And that it's one of the great lessons we see in the Torah, that the Torah opens its doors to any person. The fact that a person can have all kinds of handicaps based on his history, things that aren't his fault, they don't get in his way of growing in Torah. A person can be a ger and he could be the chief rabbi. A person can be a mamzer and he could be the top Talmud Chacham. It's up to a person. We each have our responsibility and our capacity to grow in Torah. And the Torah affords the privileges to whoever learned the Torah. It's not a matter of what family he comes from. Quite the contrary. Chazal say if your father's a big Talmud Chacham, chances are you'll have a harder time getting at it. Because God doesn't keep it in one family. So if your father was, it's going to be harder for you. God wants to show us that everyone has a chance at it. And we're taught about Unkelos, the famous Ger. He's the one that recompiled the translation of the Torah. He was a Ger. And the Caesar heard that he had left them and become Jewish. So he sent messengers to summon Unkelos. And obviously, he doesn't plan on rewarding Unkelos for what he did. And this is where we'll pick up next time. What happens when the king's men come to Unkelos?